Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, I'm Marisol Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S, last name, M-A-R-I-S-O-L, first name.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What was your last name?
Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hi. My name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Sure.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Well, I'm not sure if I qualify. I mean, I had a brain tumor removed was built, I guess, over the years, and I did take Depo Provera over the years, but it was oral. I never went for the injectable, so that's my question.
That's okay. So as far as the diagnosis here, was it a meningioma that you were diagnosed with?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Was it of the brain or of the
Thank
spine?
You. That was the brain.
Brain. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I live in New Jersey.
Okay. And let's see. Do you know what year you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
It was August 4th, 2021.
So 8/4/2021?
Correct.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo?
No, I don't know anybody else, no.
Okay, no worries. And then next year, the Depo information. So you said you did use the name brand, or you consumed the name brand Depo?
Yes, but yes, I have to specify it was not injectable, so it was the regular
pills.
Oral. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I used it for several years.
Okay. And within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had, actually, because I don't think it's going to be 4 injections. Let me double check this real fast.
Okay.
Bear with me, okay?
Sure.
Did they give it to you? How often were you taking the pills?
Every day, once a day.
Every day, once a day. Okay. Okay, and then do you know what year you first started taking it?
Let's see, my kids are, I'm not sure if it was Depo Provera back then. It was called, I know there was another name for it, Orthonavon, 1986. And then I had my second child, so I started again in 1991. And then again, the newer, I guess, dosages that they were coming with was like you wouldn't take them for a week out of the month, I believe. And that was 1997. And then
okay.
I stopped taking them.
Wait,
I stopped
so
taking
the,
them.
Real fast for the, so in 1997, what did they change for the dose?
I believe it was 3 weeks out of the month, and 1 week you wouldn't take anything. I mean, the week of your period, I guess.
So 3 weeks
then,
out of the month, you wouldn't take anything, but then for the week of your period, you took the pill.
No, the other way around.
Oh,
the other way around.
Way.
You would take Yeah, I believe it was like that, but I'm not certain because I stopped taking them. I went into menopause. I stopped taking them years ago. I would say last time I took them, maybe in the 2000 and I don't know, 15. And then I got diagnosed And then I got diagnosed with the brain tumor in 2021. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 3 years, 4 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to put the, because the older ones, what year, did you first start taking it? Roughly 19, you said 80 something?
Yeah, but I don't think it was Depo-Provera back then.
Okay.
I've been on birth control for many years, and, the Depo-Provera came later.
So do you think the 97 to the 15 would be more accurate? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then let me see here. Be 18 years being on it in total. And then, okay, so next year, the injured party information, you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender
meningioma.
For me? Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My gender? It's female.
Female, okay. And then the spelling of your first name, you said it was Marisol?
Correct.
Okay, and then last name, Santos?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
It's my first and last name, marisol.santos0427 altogether at gmail.com.
Okay. So first name dot last name 0427 at gmail.com?
Correct.
And then is the 908-578-1618, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then bear with me.
Sure.
Okay. What is your mailing address?
247. Old York Road, three separate words, Old York, YORK Road, in Bridgewater, New Jersey, 08807.
Okay. Thank you. And then next year, the medical information. So you said the depo was administered by yourself because it was pill form.
Yes.
Do you know?
It was prescribed by the doctor, yeah. Now, I understand some of these pharmaceuticals, they all have different names and they change and they buy the companies, mm-hmm. but the basic ingredients are the same. So I'm not... I don't know what you would need from me. I mean, I have all the records from the doctor and the major brain surgery, and I'm going to go see my gynecologist because the previous one retired, but I have some records.
Mm-hmm.
So if you let me know what you need, I can get them from him.
Yes, absolutely. But we'll get the basic information now, and then when the law firm, when they reach out to you, because I'll send you forms, and
okay.
then you'll sign, and then they reach out to you within a week. They'll direct you on what, where to send that, if they do need it, and stuff like that. So when they call you, definitely bring that up to them. For
okay.
the prescribing information here, do you know what facility you were getting the pills at, or clinic? for the depot?
Oh, I was getting them from the pharmacy, whatever. It was maybe CVS back then, and still now I use CVS for a long time.
So do you know the prescribing doctor, though, like who prescribed it or the facility where you were?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, back then it was Dr. Caggiano. He retired already, Caggiano.
Okay.
That was my doctor for decades. And now I have
For the doctor, is his first name David? Caggiano?
Dr. Caggiano, Anthony.
Yes. Anthony.
It was Anthony Caggiano, C-A-G-G.
Mm-hmm. What city?
He was in Montclair, New Jersey.
Montclair.
That was where my two sons were born there. But like I said, he retired. I don't even know if he's alive. So.
Okay. Was he in Newark?
No, Montclair.
No, it was Montclair. Do you know the
Montclair
facility name? Let me see here.
I used to see, the Montclair Hospital. That's when my sons were born.
Montclair.
I guess he had an office there. Yeah, Montclair Hospital.
Let me see. On Bay Ave.
I'm sorry?
Oh, wait. Bear with me. Sorry, one moment. Still looking here. On San Bernardino Street, Montclair. Oh, no, that's still wrong. I'm so sorry. My computer is giving me a hard time.
Okay.
It's saying it's coming up as Mountainside Medical.
I can tell you one second.
Okay.
Let me give you the information on the hospital.
Okay.
Hold on. It's actually called Montclair Medical Center.
Oh, Medical Center.
And it's located. Yes, it's located at 5000 San Bernardino Street. I'm sorry, that's not it. That's not New Jersey. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let's see here. I hope they're still there. It's in New Jersey.
Maybe the name changed. Because there's one Bay Avenue, Montclair, New Jersey, but it's coming up as Hackensack, Miranda and Mountainside Medical Center. Oh, and then when I did look up, because it looks like when I looked up the doctor, it says he's at Mountainside Hospital.
Dr. Caggiano? Must be one of his sons. I know he retired.
Yeah, no, it says for his retirement. He was obstructions and gynecology at Mountainside Hospital.
Okay, so you can try that.
And then bear with me, so we'll go one moment. And then, one moment. You said your CVS at that time was, your pharmacy at that time was CVS?
Yeah, CVS in Union.
In Union, okay, one moment. Union is the city?
Yeah, Union, New Jersey, yep.
Okay, was that on Morris Ave?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar, okay. And then next here, the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. And do you know the diagnosing doctor's name or the facility? for the meningioma?
Dr. Moshel, M-O-S as in Sam, H-E-L, Morristown Memorial Medical Center in Memorial Medical Center in Morristown, New Jersey.
Morristown. Okay, one moment. Oh, I see. He's a neurosurgeon.
Yes, he's a brain surgeon, yes.
Okay. Is he on Madison Ave?
Yes.
That's it. Okay. Did
that's where all my records are, yeah.
Okay. Was he your treating doctor as well?
Yes, I see him for follow-ups.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was there a surgery, radiation, chemo?
Was a surgery, was a craniotomy, which means they opened my head and went into my brain.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do radiology, thank God, because it was benign. And so far it didn't grow back. I got a keep seeing him every year, I guess.
Okay.
Like I said, I didn't need any radiology or any kind of cancer treatment because it was not cancerous, so I was blessed.
Okay, good. So there was no hospitalization for the meningioma?
Yes, I was there for 3 to 4 days. Yeah, it was a surgery, open brain surgery. So I have a plate, titanium plate on my head.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And like I said, it could have been worse. So
yeah.
I'm walking, and I guess I have to see him every so often to make sure everything is okay.
Okay. And for the there hasn't been a prior cancer diagnosis for you, correct?
No, I was pretty healthy before, yeah.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor?
Sure, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they'll request the medical records, but if they need your assistance, are you able to send them electronically or via mail?
Sure, if you tell me what to do, yeah.
Okay, and then the emergency contact. So lastly, we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved one. Would you like to add an emergency contact? Okay, do they live with you?
Yes, it's Victor Santos, my husband.
Victor Santos, husband. And then what is his phone number?
973-417-8853.
Okay, perfect. And then let me make sure nothing else is needed. For the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
04-27-65-1965.
So 4-27-1965?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then your social?
590-307-525.
And again, it was 590-307-525?
That's correct.
Okay, and then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. One moment.